The Rebbe Rav Bunim speak a little bit today about Pardes HaTorah. I'm sure you're all familiar with Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Said. So the Rebbe Rav Bunim, he writes in Kol Simcha, it's brought in his name, in Siman Reish Zayin. It says, Pam achas amar sheha Torah hu Pardes kayadua. We know Torah is Pardes. Afapichin yish betorah shmedaberes belashen Remez ve'im bo Pshat kal. Many times the Torah speaks in Remez and there's no Pshat. Then the remez is the pshat. Because it doesn't have a pshat like the rest of the Torah. And he quotes our parsha, Parsha's Dvarim. He goes, Eile ha-dvarim. Ba-midbar, ba-arava, ve-ein bo shum pshat pasha klal rak b'divei remez. Like Rashi says here. Rashi says that Moshe is being meramez to Bnei Yisrael, all the different places which they were chotei. And because he didn't want to embarrass them, so he spoke balash and remez. And he says, "Bevade Torah Gavura v'Amokehi v'Hashem Yisbarach Yizaken Elohavin." So Parshas Devarim is an example of places in the Torah where Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks beremez. I start to think, just ba'ofen efshar, that we know the Sfar Makdoshim tell us that really the Gufei HaTorah ends in Parshas Bamidbar, and Sefer Devarim is really a little bit different than the rest of the Torah. It's Moshe Medaber Mipi Atzmo. There's a whole Hagdar of this. Ayin Or Gedalyo. If you want to see more. Sefer Devarim is like a Mishnah Torah. And it could be that since Remez is like a new opening, a new chapter in Torah, that it's like an Inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh, so to speak, Sefer Devarim. So the very first Pasuk in Sefer Devarim, we have an Inyan of Remez. I was thinking also, B'derech Hashem, maybe you can help me out with the rest of this Torah, that we find that Sefer Devarim begins with Remez, Rashi says. In the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Rashi says, on the very first Pasuk, Ein pasuk zu omer ela darshuni, which implies that perhaps Sefer Bereishis corresponds to Drush. So we have Devarim being Remez. The first Rashi in Devarim says Remez. The first Rashi in Bereishis says Drush. The first Rashi in Vayikra, it's not the first Rashi actually, it's on the first pasuk, Rashi writes, Lemor, that Hashem says, Vayikra, El Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem Eila Ba'el Moy Lemor. This is a very personal conversation taking place between Hashem and Moshe. Rashi calls it Divik Kfushim. Divik Kfushim. Nisiachit Hadibur and Moshe, which is the Indian of Sod. And I'm not sure what to do about Shmos and Bamidbar. Maybe it attaches itself to the Pshati HaTorah. It's something which needs to be worked out. But anyways, it would make sense that the Pardes HaTorah corresponds to the Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Of course, you're wondering, there's one more. Call all of them together. But Ein Kamakam L'Harchazah. The next Marmokim here in Kol Simcha, which is Simin Reish Ches. Pamachas Amerli, once Reb Bunim said, that the remez that the Zohar Kodesh says on the pasuk of Kiseitze la melchama aleivecha, that although the pasuk is talking about actual war, the Zohar says it's referring to the war with the Yitzhara, Ayin or Achaim HaKadosham, be'inyin milchamas hayitzer hu apshat hamiti. This is the actual pshat. This is one of those instances where the remez actually becomes pshat. Because he says, u'vishasha hayinoik ha-melchama, in our history, where there was a melech, and there was a Sanhedrin, and there was an umvetumim, so memele hayezer remez. So then they're right. Then the Zohar Kodesh was actual remez of the pshat. Aval achshav she'in ha-melchama no hages. But now that there is no melchama, nikra ze pshat. This is pshat and pasuk. It's such a concept that there's this weaving of remez and pshat together. But many times when the pshat is not no longer nogea, so then that which is remez now becomes the pshat. And very interesting. Now take a look at this next Maya Mokom, which is in Simon Kuf Samach Dalit, also from Kol Simcha. The Rebbe and Rav Bunim says as follows. Pam Achas Omar, once he said, Lav kol adam yachol omar Torah derech remez. Not everybody is capable of saying Torah derech remez. Va'omar mashal echa p'chusei erech, shera mirachog, shera masamelech lecha min asayim hakavim elav. That once there was a certain lowly person, like a lowly officer, that the melech, he pointed to him, and he saw that the melech pointed to one of the sarim who was close to him. So quickly, right, this general, what did he do? He went ahead, he knew exactly what the melech was talking about. He gathered the people together, and he was ready for the king. This remez was a very big deal. Look what happened. He just pointed, and all this happened. So shuv hamachas halacha p'chusei hana lifnei ha-paltin. So this p'chuti saw that. He was very impressed. He came in front of the palace one day. He saw the king going like this with his hand. And he says, oh, look, the king is being meramis to me. So what did he think to do? He thought to do Kmo Mirbiza Harishon Allah Hatzar. He would do the same thing that the king pointed to the officer, to the general. So what did the king do? He says, he's a fool. The tekif nasnu wasab beisakel lachorat mishpato. He threw him into jail. Who do you think you are that the king can go like this to you and make a whole big asik? The hanim shall move on. Now we can understand ki inyan remez shemaramza milamala. The idea that there's remez which comes from a very high place. Ein miramzim rak lahakroivim. Hashem doesn't do that except to the tzaddikim hagdolim, as it says in Parshas Vayira hamachasan yemi avram. That Hashem opens himself up to tzaddikim. The same thing is true in life, by the way, that the person can't take hints and signs from Shemayim so seriously if he's not a big tzaddik. A tzaddik knows how to interpret ramazim if a person has a dream or he's walking down the street, v'chule v'chule, aside from halachic considerations of Darakei Mori. But just stam, Hashem is not Merami, it's only to tzaddik and gedolim. We can't just take things which happen in life as being, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me not to. Like if a person can't find his airplane ticket, it means that Hashem is saying he shouldn't go. Right? You do. Unless you consult with a big tzaddik and you get a harabadavar, you go about your life. You know the story with other tzaddikim, with the Biskar Rav, they say about other tzaddikim, that the chasm was underneath the chuppah, and each time he tried to put it on the kala's finger, it kept dropping out of his hand. Everybody was like, oh. Now maybe this is not a right shidduch. Right? But then he put it on her finger and he said, oh, this is the right time for the shidduch. This is the right time. So be very careful when it comes to stam ramins, but here we're speaking about primarily ramazim in Torah. So it says Rabunim, it's really something which is a hiskalus primarily to tzaddikim zaylim. You know how to serve Hashem? That they get gifts. They get gifts and limited attire from high places because they serve Hashem with mesiras nefesh. Now, gematrios is one of those things which people tend to put down and don't exactly know the chashivas of it. After all, the Mishnah Avos says, you know, it speaks about gufei Torah and gematrios being paparos l'chachma, so it gives a little bit of a bad spin on gematrios, chas v'shalom. So says the Bnei Yisachar, if you just skip one and go to the second one first, the Bnei Yisachar writes, lo yiyah gematria kal b'inacha, don't put down gematrias, ki hu pina gedola l'tayra, kamavur b'tikunim v'kama makomos, v'kama gufi Torah hu tzil mi gematrias chach me'ashas. That we learn our gufi Torah from gematrias many times. Aydi chilufei asfun, switching around letters. Right? Al tikvis are also a remez. V'roshi tevos, v'chamitza nerav pesach, the Gemara says, ach, gematria chetz ba'alpha beta, the ach spata. V'chein kamba v'kama, puk kazi kol sefer tikunim ha'atzeru v'beishis v'gematrios. Primis of Torah is filled with it, hafla v'fela v'hu yaseid u'pina l'tayr. It's its own mikzoah in Torah. Now, of course, it's shach very much to remez, but it's its own mikzoah and should not be taken lightly. A person can't take any of the parties ha'melech lightly. If a person doesn't have a chilek in gematrios, he's not a bar hachi like Rav Bunim talks about, shouldn't put it down, chas v'shalom. We learn about many things, stam nazir shloshim yom, the Gemara learns it after the word yihyeh. Right? The dvarim chashuv v'man miyot. The Degel Machane Ephraim continues along this path. Before we see that, take a look at the Igur the Pirka, who's also Bnei Yisachar, which we skipped before. Nearly b'skula shagamachios v'cheshbonos b'etzak in the b'etzak atar, hiskula l'psichas haseichal l'hisbonim b'muskalos batar. That remez, the haynu gamachios, is a pesach into understanding secrets of Torah. Now to understand this more makom better, what it means, gamachios is a pesach to the secrets of Torah. Take a look at the Vilna Gaon, which is the Gra, which is being quoted from Mishle, from Perak Aleph, Pasach Chaf Aleph. He writes, Chalki ha-Torah shnayim shehem arba. Vehem pshat v'sod, pshat and sod go together. V'cholech ha-shnayim. So that's really one, which is two. B'sod atzman v'remez hu pesach ha-shad v'sod. It's pshat, drash, u'pshat. He says there's really two psachim. There's pshat and there's sod. And they each have their own compartments. In sod, remez is the pesach to sod. And the drush is a pesach into pshat, and that's what Gemara is. Gemara is primarily to understand pshat and psukim, but we use drushes to understand the pshat. That we can't just look at Torah and understand it. We need the Torah Shabbat Peh to understand the Torah Shabbat Sa. But we want to know pshat, and many times the drush is the pshat. So in the same way that drush is like the shar, it's like the hecha which brings us into the pshat HaTorah. So too remez in its relationship to sod. Remez is the Pesach to understanding the Sodei HaTorah. Which is why in the Niglus HaTorah, we don't find Remez oftenly used, although again, like we saw before, it is used on occasion, because we don't find such a mizug yet of the Niglus HaTorah and the Nistar HaTorah. Like Rav Kook says, this is the whole end of Torah Saras Yisrael, it's really Torah Sosha Mashiach, which is a mixing of these two things together. We don't have that yet, which is why you find that we don't use the Agaritas in the Gemara to understand Halacha, and we don't use Halachas primarily to understand Agarita. Of course, there is some type of a mizug which is being opened up as we come closer to Mashiach, but really, Remez is Meyuchah, that it's the Heichalt understanding. So does HaTorah, just like Drash is an understanding of the Pshat HaTorah. As the Gra says in that next Ramakah from Shir Hashirim, Hey Yod, Kol HaTorah v'chol HaTevos v'hagamat Shios v'hatzirufim shal HaTorah kulam Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a way to understand Torah called Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Ramban says in his Akhtamat HaTorah, that the entire Torah is Shmos of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's Shaykh more to the Sodas HaTorah. And that's where you'll find the world of Gematrias and the Rashi Tevis and the Sofi Tevis and the Tzirufim Shel Torah, because that's a Miksoa Bifnei Atzma. Now take a look at the Degel Machane Ephraim, starting from the top. He has a very nice remez in understanding remez of Torah. This is from Parshas Chukas, at the end of Chukas. He's going on the pasuk Al Kein Yomur HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbo. He writes, Tihinei Lefamim Kosev V'Kavanos, many times the Ari uses the sword of Gematria. And if the gematria doesn't exactly add up, so sometimes he'll write it's with the kolal, sometimes he'll say it's with the osios, you have to make the cheshbon. But tzarech lehavin zeh, how does that happen? And this is a very important marmokum with understanding remez in Torah. I'll give you an example. He says, if a person is speaking to other people and they know that he knows that they're not going to understand what he's talking about, he's only going to use ways for them to understand. So he'll try to speak in their language in order so that they'll understand this very mufla, this very abstract concept which he's trying to bring down to them. The generation like the Ari, that they open up portals in Torah, Lahavin is a dover of army gematria. So they want to teach an inyan, and they'll share a gematria on it. They saw in the Shemayim what this inyan is. Sheyesh ba'osar hadover sod hahu. They understand that this is a secret. So what are they doing with the gematria? Ach lahalbish hadover lifnei Hashem. They're looking just for a place that it should be chal to be malbish in this world. Tzarech shayamar bin gematria. So they find an avenue and a portal to bring it down through, and that's called the gematria. Lekach oimer tami lifi mashu oila. So that's where they find a way to bring it. Oim hatevos behind the kudos, and of course that's also meaningful. Why dafka? That's the tzinor to bring it down. K'di lahalvish hadvarim sheyuchlu lahavinam shemirum as boisaid zeh. So this is in the gematria. It's not the pshat that you think of a gematria and you say a pshat. You could say gematria lamata lamala, like you see there's some type of an inyan going on. You see a cheshbon, you say a pshat. That wasn't the way of the Ari and the tzadikim. They had a certain Re'iyah that they're able to see in the Shairish HaTorah. They saw Heligah things in Shemayim, and they wanted to bring that down into the world. So they were looking for avenues and ways of bringing it down by using a Machio, so that we can have a Shaychis to that Or. So therefore they use these Ramazim to bring down great lights and great Hasagas and Torah into this world. And he says, this is the Pshat of the Pasuk, just to conclude with this Ramez. He says, Ki Kain Hu Misbar Sod. The Pasuk says, Al Kain. So Kain is the Sod. Vishu Amar Al Kain. Meaning, Hainu Al is a sod. When it comes to a sod, Kisherotzim Achi Hashem Legalos, that they want to be Megalit, Yoimru HaMoishlim, Hainu Oisim HaDorshim HaTobi Bechinas Moshel, that they use Torah as a Moshel, and they say what? Bo Cheshbon. Ratzalomer Shemivino Tzela Cheshbon, which is the Gematria, Kedil Havinam Soit Hadavar Ho Ech Shemimus Bozeh Hasod. Ava Be'emes Heim themselves, Hein Hivinu Zeme Ha'or Shaladavar Asmo Shemel Hashem Baruch Hu Bechazu HaGadol Lahavin Shish Bozeh Dover Soit Ha'ov HaMaskel Yavin. I was sitting with the Rosh Hashiva just the other day, and he was telling me how my Rebbe of Matal, he says a lot of gematrios. So he was saying, why does he have such a big affinity towards the Sefer Imeinoyam, which is the Jikah for Sefer, which is a lot of gematrios? So I told him, you know, it creates an opening in terms of the way a person thinks in Torah. Many people, even Rosh Hashivas, they don't understand. They don't understand, like, the whole inyan of it. And how my Rebbe always says that when you learn a gematria, you have to be choshev the gematria. Don't just take for granted. Of course you could trust the tzaddik, he knows the cheshbon. But again, what are we trying to do with the cheshbon? Not just to say a nice pshat. The tzaddik wants to bring down a very holy light from Shemayim. And he's looking for an avenue to do so. So he finds a gematria. So what is that gematria? It's just a levush for an or, for a concept, which is hard to put into words. So it's an or. But in that cheshbin is a great light. And by making the cheshbin, you have a shaykhus to that light. Like the pasuk says, einayich brechos b'cheshbon. That your eyes, they become illuminated with the cheshbin. They're able to be masik in or, just like when a person shines a light, so your eyes get very wide because of the light. So a cheshbin, a gematria, it doesn't just make you say like, oh yeah, it was a good cheshbin, he did it right. It's supposed to open up the eyes to expand, be able to see the or, which is nislavish within the Torah. We'll just conclude with this bottom markum from the Degmach Nefraim. He says, although Rabbi Bunim, the Rabbi of Bunim said that not everybody is zechet to remez, this is a very important markum to know. The Degmach Nefraim says, the choza hu toli betnua achas in nukuda achas, hainam mitas alev. He's talking about the part of the Torah. He says, really a person can have shaykhis to call a Torah kula, kishaloimid be'emes uvalev shalem. As kol nashish betorah pshat remez jush sod, ha kol nisgala ilov be'emes. Everything could be nisgala to a person. Kishachas v'shalem betnua achas, parish asmi na Torah. A person, if he, again, like we said before, if he's not a bar hachi, he can use a remez and completely distort the Torah. Even if Bunim said it's the scala to tzaddikim amitim, everybody could be a tzaddik. It depends on how he learns Torah. If he learns Torah lishma, then the Mishnah says he's zeichel dvarim harbe. Dvarim harbe means many things in Torah. Galayin if every time he flows with Ezra Hashem to reveal all the parts of the Torah to everyone, that everybody should be mochshel lekach. Person has to go steadily on the path of Torah, and as he continues on the path of Torah and walks through that parnes, so then all the different avenues in Torah will be nesgaltem, pshat, remez, drush, and soy, bishav, zeicha, to all of them. Have a good day.